Today's episode of The Chaser Report brought to you by The Dog Park.
Look at them go, isn't it? Do you reckon it's kind of cool how, like, they don't even know each other and they're just, like, all over each other and, like, best friends?
Yeah.
I was about to, like, sniff your bum or something. Oh, imagine that.
Whoa.
Not really. It's just, okay. Like, dogs. Right? I love dogs.
Yeah. They are cute, aren't they?
Please sleep with me.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Man, that chili's bringing so much up out of my phlegmy lungs.
Keep that in the cut, Lachlan. Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Tuesday, the 23rd of November, 2021. We have Alexa Vulovich. We have Gabby Bolt. My name is Dom Knight. Are you okay, Alexa, before we get into this?
I'm all right. I'd be worse for other reasons if I didn't have the chili. So.
Okay, all right. Charles is off touring around the country, and so we have a very chili-impeded Alexa with us, but frankly still ahead of having Charles. You know how from Glasgow, our big strategy, Australia's big strategy was that we were going to continue selling coal. Right?
Yeah.
We didn't have to do anything. We're very good at it.
We got a
plan. The government's theory was that as the transition happened, the price of coal would go up and up and up and we would make more and more money in the years ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's one thing we said. We also said, let's just get out of the way. The government's not going to do anything. Capitalism and technology is going to solve this whole thing.
It'll fix it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out capitalism and technology have a plan. And their plan, I quote the Fin Review here, by the way. Here's the headline. Mm. Coal-killing fund to start buying power stations next year. And what's happening is that the Asian Development Bank, so in other words, a merchant bank, is buying coal-fired power stations and shutting them the fuck down.
Wow, what a power move.
Yeah, so they're representing the Japanese and the Danish government, HSBC, and Jeff Bezos, the Rockefeller family, and the IKEA Foundation. So big capitalism is shutting down coal-fired power stations.
Exactly as we planned. This is perfect.
It's great.
So we are totally fucked. Like, our biggest market is Southeast Asia. And the first place where this is going to happen is apparently in Indonesia and the Philippines, two of our biggest potential markets. So this group is going to buy up the coal-fired power stations and close them down. Mm-hmm. They can do that more cheaply than continuing to run them and make a profit.
Nice. Well, I reckon we should just start up a GoFundMe for the coal industry.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, then Gina Rinehart can just transparently put all of her money there and we'll all know about it.
I think what we should be doing is just like frantically looking for new uses for coal. We've got all this coal and no one's burning it anymore. Maybe we can make ornaments out of it or like...
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Santa can stop being a little pussy and actually give some of it out to the shitty children.
Yeah, because like lumps of coal traditionally seen as a bad thing in the stocking, but what if
now
it was a good thing?
Now it's a present. Yeah, now it's a hot commodity.
Because like people draw with charcoal, kids draw with charcoal. Mm-hmm. Why not just draw? Forget the char. Let's just draw coal. With coal.
Yeah, beauty industry had an obsession with charcoal for a while there.
Yes, charcoal toothpaste. Yeah, what about coal toothpaste?
Coal toothpaste.
Maybe we could make chairs, like sit on a throne of coal.
Oh no, that's just Scott Morrison's living room.
So basically, what I'm saying is that our economic future, our big plan, is not going to work because of capitalists.
That sounds about right for our country, doesn't it?
We were trying to ride on the coal lump of coal's back and it's not going to work
out. It's a bumpy ride.
My favourite detail about this story from the Fin is that the Asian Development Bank, right, this huge organisation that's governments basically own it and invest in the region, Australia has a 4.9% vote in the Asian Development Bank. So we actually have a seat at the table.
God.
But everyone else is just going, no.
None for you.
Not going to do it.
To get that vote where... paying for this, right? So we're putting our money towards this organization that's buying up coal plants and shutting them down.
We're presumably, we're investing. We're investing in shutting down coal plants through the Asian Development Bank. It sounds like there's jobs in shutting down coal plants. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
I think I'm a natural at shutting places down. They should hire me.
Oh, yeah? What have you shut down in the past?
Well, I mean, it's a long job here at the Chaser, but I've just been leaving the air conditioning and the lights on every time I leave the office.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been copping the blame for that.
I've been paid by the Asian Development Bank to get rid of this.
Coming up on today's episode, John's going to take a look at an amazing trip to interview Adele. Didn't quite work out so well for that journo.
I mean, obviously Australia's not doing that great with Adele interviews, but we've managed to secure a pretty good one. So, yeah, that's coming up later. But first, here's Rebecca DeUnamuno in the Chaser Newsroom.
A Channel 7 reporter has been suspended following their botched Adele interview after the network discovered it would have been a full broadcast without any racism. Pauline Hanson has failed to pass a bill in the Senate today aiming to ban the vaccine mandate. However, the bill failed when Pauline herself withdrew her vote after realising that the 12% of unvaccinated Australians are technically a minority. And finally, with Christmas around the corner, a local supermarket has gotten into the festive spirit by putting up decorations. Store managers have reported saying it's never too early to get into the Easter spirit. That's the latest Chaser headlines. I'm Rebecca DeUnamuno, but you can call me Daddy.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This episode of the Chaser Report is brought to you by The Dog Park.
It's really awkward, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Trying to help each other.
Yeah. Oh, it's gross.
Like, have you ever thought about how they crossbreed? Like, I mean, my Chihuahua and your Rottweiler. Like, how did that even fucking happen? Who's going where? My Chihuahua is a man. How is he even reaching them? Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Do they, like, wank off one dog and then put in another dog to make a crossbreed dog? Like, what's going on? Like, do you think about that?
Here, Taz. He likes the other side of the park. It's his favourite.
Okay. Well, you ruminate on that.
Of course. Yeah. A lovely Chihuahua. Bye.
Chaser writer John Delmenico joins us now for an Adele update. Hello, John.
Hi.
Are you an Adele super fan like Gabby here?
I am. I was very excited to hear that Channel 7 spent $1 million and booked an interview with her.
Me too.
I mean, she's worth it.
Interview, only two of the kind are going to be done in the world. Wow. One by Channel 7 and one by Oprah.
Oh, how exciting. How exciting that we got that opportunity.
I mean, when I think of television legends, I do think of Channel 7 and Oprah as being on the same. That's the top table, isn't it, of world television.
Yeah.
This sadly has been a slight hiccup, though.
Oh, no. What's happened?
So there's been an issue because Weekend Sunrise host and guy who is not a music journalist, Matt Duran, has made a little tiny slip up while doing his interview.
Oh, what did he do? Did he ask inappropriate personal questions?
Did his pants rip?
The questions were supposed to be deeply personal, Dom, which was the whole point of the interview.
Yeah, of course. So
they flew him out to London. Yeah. After the 24-hour flight, he did the interview.
Nice.
And during the interview, Adele asked if he had listened to the album.
Right. You'd think.
Yeah, which obviously he spent the entire plane ride over just on repeat, right?
You know, as a journalist, you would.
Yeah, because they not only send like albums, they also send big information packages for these sorts of interviews.
Of course.
To make sure that exclusive information comes out. But sadly, he said he didn't listen to the album beforehand.
As if you admit it.
Honest reporting at Channel 7.
He told Adele. Adele said, did you listen to the album? And he said,
she asked if he liked it, and he said he hadn't heard it.
Oh. You're kidding. You're kidding. You're actually kidding.
They'd paid $1 million and he didn't listen to the album.
What did he think was going to happen?
24 hours on the plane and he didn't bother to crack it out.
You know what? I want to know what he cracked out instead of that album. Like, what made the cut? What made the playlist? Like, the guy's on the plane for 24 hours and he's like, you know what? I know I have to listen to that Adele album, but you know what hits pretty good? April Sun in Cuba. Like, let's just listen to that on
There's
repeat.
There's a new Sting.
What do you mean you didn't listen to the album? Oh, my. Wait, I could have conducted that interview better than him.
What was her reaction? What happened?
She's walked out and she took the tapes with her. Because in their contract, she could take the tapes.
Bad bitch behavior. I love it.
They would have had a veto. A star like Adele, you get a veto after an interview. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You get to keep $1 million.
Yes. Because they paid you for your time. I assume she probably would have had hair and makeup done and like a bunch of people. Like a whole team had to get paid.
If I was Adele, I'd do a $1 million interview and drop like an album maybe a couple seconds before it. Pocket the money.
Have you listened to 31? What?
Have you listened to 30 and a half? Fucking hell. No, I think like that's totally warranted. I mean... I'd probably do that to somebody who'd come to talk to me about my show. And if they hadn't seen my show, I'd be like, well, what the fuck are you doing here?
You do. I'd feel like if you're Adele, it'd be the only person in the world who hasn't like listened to your stuff.
I just can't. This is just, I can't believe this happened.
I think it stacks up with Channel 7's general reporting. They're not meant to listen to albums. They're meant to listen to whatever war criminals tell them.
Yeah, true. Or like racist rhetoric, you know. They love that. Or they study that pretty well, too.
Maybe there were white supremacist podcasts you had to listen to on the fly. Yeah, sure. Not that I'm saying he's a white supremacist because I don't want to get sued by some idiot who didn't listen to an Adele album.
I mean, I actually don't mind that legal defense. Feel free to sue us.
Yeah, I may have made this claim, but you didn't fucking listen to the album before you interviewed Adele, you idiot.
You'd have to listen to the podcast to sue us.
Oh, yes.
So there'd be no chance.
Yeah, and to be fair, if the interviews keep going the way this Adele one did, they're not going to have the money for the defamation case anyway.
Hang on a second, John Domenico. You said there's no chance that he's going to listen to this podcast, but haven't you been interacting with this very gentleman on a website called twitter.com?
No.
Well, no. So, well, I have tweeted at him directly, making fun of old posts he put up, hyping up an upcoming interview that he did in London. So, sadly, he has been suspended for this because I'm assuming the interview wasn't going to be racist enough for Channel 7. So, he's had a 2-week suspension for costing over $1 million.
Mm.
But people were sending tweets to Matt Duran, the ABC journalist, who just happens to have the same name.
Oh.
And so he tweeted out a joke with some Adele lyrics, like acknowledging what was happening. And so I, like playing along with the joke, tweeted out like, tweeted a meme, like me when I blow a $1 million interview. But News Corp has jumped in.
Of course they have.
If anyone knows about fact-checking, it's News Corp.
Mm-hmm, and honest reporting.
So news.com.au did an article specifically about people not understanding the ABC journalist joke. And the first example they use of someone not getting the joke was me.
Nice.
Oh, that's different. That's defamatory.
Let's sue. We have the money now.
I did say that if I was one of the kind of guys that abused defamation law, not a reference to anyone in particular.
Of course not.
Just a broad idea.
Of course.
And the way I did that was by changing my name on my Twitter profile because, once again, they embedded my tweets onto their website.
Oh, yes, you played this game before. So what did you change your name to?
I've done quite a few this time, because the second time around, I had a bit more of a handle of what to do and new ways to play around with it. So the first ones I did was like, here we go again, round two. This course still hasn't learned their lesson. And then I just went with like classic stuff like pay tax, you can't.
What was the best one this time around, John?
I think maybe I changed my profile picture to a drawing of Sonic and Mario kissing.
Nice.
So I realized my profile picture will be on there as well.
Nice.
Well, I must say when I talk to you, John, I do think of Mario and Sonic pashing.
Oh, thank you.
John, can you get in touch with Matt Duran during his suspension and make a fake email or something? Maybe just be from Elton John or someone lovely, some legend. And just be like, Matt, I heard about your plight. It's happened to us all. Why don't you have an exclusive interview with me instead to make up?
Yeah, that'll work.
Who else? You could be Ed Sheeran.
Mm. Well, I'd assume it'd be like a dead celebrity, like Freddie Mercury or something, just to see if he does his research.
Yeah, nice.
Like, I've heard great things about this musician.
So $1 million and no interview is quite extraordinary.
Great name
even
for a show, though, isn't
for
it?
For Channel 7.
The worst part is, I'm assuming it would have gone on like Weekend Sunrise. So it's not like people are going to watch it anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why would you spend $1 million for a Weekend Sunrise interview?
Well, yes, you would think that someone with a passing interest in Adele, perhaps, would have been someone to stand for on this interview.
Yeah, I did see this guy's previous work as a journalist has been as a crime journalist.
Oh, well, he'll report on his own doing in about a month.
He can investigate the theft of $1 million from Channel 7 by his negligence.
Today's episode of The Chaser Report is brought to you by The Dog Park.
Oh no. Wait, excuse me. He's having sex with my dog. Can you just...
Sorry, it's all right. He's neutered.
No, your husband is fucking my dog. Can you get him off?
So we've been talking a lot about Adele in this episode. Yeah. And Gabby, I hear you've got a special guest for the end of the show.
I wasn't going to say this because I wasn't actually sure that my legal counsel would allow it. But yeah, I'm actually collaborating with Adele.
I know, seriously?
Yeah, massive.
The Adele?
Yeah, she reached out after that fucking train wreck of an interview and she said, you know what, there's only one person for the job and it's you, Gabby.
No way.
Yeah, so I hope you guys don't mind. She's actually here.
Bring her in.
Okay, I will.
I wish she had warned me. I look horrible.
Addie. Adele, baby.
She's on Addie. Come on in. Terms with Adele.
She's coming in.
Hello, it's Adele, isn't it? Hi, great to be here.
Adele, it's so wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, I'm definitely here and I'm not overseas.
Oh, it sounds just like you. It must be you.
It's Adele, isn't it? Yeah, no, I got Gabby to help me write a new version of my hit song.
Which hit song is that?
Well, it's the one that your reporter didn't want to learn, Go Easy on Me, but I've changed it so that no one has to research me ever again.
This is wonderful. Are you saying that there is a song parody of Adele's Go Easy on Me?
Yeah, it's legally all a bit mid,
performed. It's a parody, but it's performed by the original artist. That's so rare, isn't it, Alexa?
It's Adele.
Like, it would be as though if Weird Al Yankovic and it had gotten Michael Jackson to perform Fat rather than... This is fantastic. This has never been done before.
Does this not feel a bit strange to you, Dom?
I mean, this is an audio medium, so I can't see who this is.
Yes, Adele. What do you mean?
I mean, in the spirit of improv, we've got to say yes, go with the offer.
What's
Adele.
What's not to believe? It's me. I've won like 70 million Grammys. No, it's
you're
Adele.
Here now. Okay, before we hear from the person who's definitely Adele performing a song, I just need to legally point out that song parodies are legal in Australia. There's a parody and satire exception to the Copyright Act, but outside of Australia... it is not legal, probably, to share this. So if you're not listening in Australia, just hit stop now. Okay? It's on you. It's not on us. I think that's how the law works.
If they don't press stop, they indemnify us, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they are.
And I can sue you.
I was sure it wasn't Adele. I always thought she had a Jamaican accent.
All right. Fuck. Play us out.
Play the tune,
Hopefully
Adele.
Hopefully not in a Jamaican accent. This is Adele. Before we go, Agus from Rode Microphones are part of the Acast Creator Network. Can't believe we've got Adele.
There ain't no way I'm hearing these words. I've been sat in this press room forever. I know there is hope in most reporters, but Channel 7 has a habit of hiring war criminals. So do your research.